Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, there's our cue. Blog Talk Radio, we're live. Weed Day Wednesday. Bell Star here, and we have...
The Cannabis Kid.
The Cannabis Kid is here today with us. Yay! We have a super fun show coming up tonight. All sorts of stuff going around the town of Tucson, Arizona tonight. And I'm sure the world at large, but we have Watermelon Girl coming on this evening to talk about Canadian cannabis cooking. How's
all
that
up in
for
the colder parts of northern
to find out how things grow up there. All right. Well, while we wait for Watermelon Girl to call in, we're going to tell you a little bit about Weed Day Wednesday.
So welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast. All about things medical cannabis. We have interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
Absolutely.
Call, email, or blog your questions to have them aired weekly, or you can go ahead and call in and blog now.
Yeah.
We would love some questions for Watermelon Girl if you guys know who she is and what she does. She's a pretty amazing cook. Along with a whole lot of other things which she'll talk about.
Yeah, she's got a whole lot going on over there in Canada.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center for hosting this special show tonight.
Yay, Tumbleweeds!
Along with certifications, you'll find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medications, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis. Go and visit Tumbleweeds Health Center online at www.tumbleweeds.com. healthcenter.com.
We'd also like to give a couple shout outs to some locals here. We've got the Grower's House. If you live in the Tucson area or shop for hydroponics online, visit Grower's House, 227 East Valencia, or growershouse.com for wholesale price hydroponic equipment.
Nice guys over there.
Oh my gosh,
really,
they're
really
just
nice guys.
Amazing.
Father and son,
yep.
and his girlfriend is. I know one of the guys' girlfriends works there, too.
So. All right. We got a girl in. Woo! We didn't know. Woo-hoo!
They're great people over there, and they're going to be moving soon.
I'm not sure. We'll see where they're going. But for now, go check them out. They have free classes, one-on-one help with grow rooms, price match guarantee, and not to mention the staff are experienced growers, which can help you get started in succeeding in all your growing endeavors. And as far as medications go, we would like to also give a shout out to AZ Med Testing,
where we get all of our meds tested. And looking at AZ Med Testing, offers medical marijuana testing in Arizona to ensure medicine is safe and effective in treating patients. Through scientific methodology, we extract the cannabis percentages from the medicine and provide analytical reporting for each cannabinoid characteristic.
Yeah, it's really cool. You get a really neat little, you know, graph with, it tells you CBD, CBNs, and, of course, your THC levels. And that's important for everybody to know what's going on inside your medicine. If you look at the cover of High Times today, let's grab that. I thought this was interesting. It says, conflict pot. Is there blood on your bud? You know about the conflict diamonds and all things that are conflictual.
Mm-hmm.
coming from other countries, other places, and they're
know where your medicine's coming from too.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're probably. I haven't read the article, but I'm assuming that they're going to say that anyway. But we shouldn't assume. We'll read it later. Mary Jane's Survival Guide, a medical marijuana patient guide for anyone seeking MMJ information in the state of Arizona. Recipes, pictures, articles, clinics, clubs, and more. MJSurvival.com. All right, I think we've got a guest on here who might be Watermelon Girl. Someone's on hold to chat. So I'm going to actually read a little bit about Watermelon Girl. If you haven't checked out, you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, actually, and there's a link to Watermelon on our radio site here. Watermelon is a growing legend in her own time. After being propelled to infamy with her third acquittal for allegedly trafficking ginger snap cookies on Vancouver's clothing optional wreck beach, Watermelon showed her true colors. That willingness to stand up and fight against any would-be oppressors resonates with her many fans. Whether it's the fight against marijuana prohibition, unlawful Vancouver rent evictions, or your right to watch the sunset, Miss Melon rarely shrinks from the opportunity to take a stand. We love that. Her marijuana pinup project with longtime photographer Maria Colistis is a steady seller. Watermelon has appeared on the magazine covers of High Times, Cannabis Culture, Skunk Canimo, and I Smoke. She is a one-time centerfold and two-time calendar girl with all 12 pages of watermelon costumes as various female legends such as Cleopatra, Marijuana Monroe, Jungle Mary Jane, Little Miss Puffet, Betty Budd, and a bevy of others. Now producing her second marijuana cooking show, Baking a Fool of Myself, she hopes to help as many people as she can who use marijuana as medicine by offering these free, easy-to-follow online videos. She employs her real-world mom as her sidekick. Check out her first marijuana cooking show titled High Times Presents Watermelons Baked and Baking, starring the Tall brothers, Christine Tiny Taylor and Irwin Barker. Watermelon loves to tango, dance, tell jokes, sell watermelon slices naked on the beach, eat her greens, stand up for herself, get lots of sleep, smoke pot, hold dinner parties, and study Spanish as a requirement toward her philosophy degree in applied ethics. Híjole. Ojalá que te vaya bien. We'll see if you can get that one. Wow, that's a lot. And I hope she has so much more to say to us than...
Belle, I never knew you were...
I don't. I did
this. You know the Spanish.
6 years of Spanish, and that's the only thing I can say because it really is cool when you say it fast.
It was good.
It's a neat message when you translate that one. But we are going to chat with Watermelon Girl. Okay, let's see if she's there. Watermelon Girl, are you with us?
I'm here, you guys. I'm here.
Oh, yay.
How you doing?
Woo! How's it going?
I'm really good, actually. I'm very good, thanks. How's everybody out there?
Oh, we're great. Doing great. Really well. So we're on the same time zone, 8:06 over there.
Yeah, I was trying to confirm that. I'm actually in a place called the Sunshine Coast. It's on the mainland of Vancouver Island, but I'm with my photographer, Maria Colletsis. She's outside eating ice cream right now, but we just finished shooting nine more marijuana pinup girls.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was like, I got to make this phone call in the car. I'll talk to you later. But we love to make these marijuana pinup girls. We've been doing it for about 12 years now, and I'm turning 40 in January, and I still look good.
Wow.
You
know why?
You
smoke a lot of pot.
There you go. Amen.
Keep
sister.
Young at heart.
Wow. That's incredible.
Some people are always like, wow, you look so young. What's your secret? I'm like, I eat a lot of watermelon. I smoke a lot of pot. That is my secret.
Well, there you go.
Very relaxed.
You got your vegetables and your fruits there. That's awesome. Fruits and vegetables.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Greens are important.
Thank you for taking time out of your shoot there to come talk with us. We started actually... Tumbleweed Tell Center opened 10 months ago, and we started playing the video, The Union. And we saw you on there, and I said one day, well, we're going to have Watermelon Girl on, just kind of for fun. And look, here you are. We're very excited to have you here.
That's awesome. Great. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Up in Canada, over in Canada, wherever you are right now, up and over, what are Canada's cannabis laws? Are you a patient there? Do they do the same things we do in the States, or what happens that way?
It's very similar but different. No, medical marijuana is legal nationwide in Canada. So I know that you guys go state by state, and I think you're at 14 states now.
17,
out of 50.
Actually.
17 out of 15.
Yeah.
And we don't, we have much less provinces. You know, we have about 10 or 12. I don't know. I skipped that class. But medical marijuana is legal nationwide, and I just have like a little card that, you know, you can just get your cards from a medical dispensary, which is different than getting federally licensed by the government.
Right.
So the ones that are federally licensed by the government, like my neighbor Fran, you know, they legally possess and carry marijuana. It's sort of. But maybe the cards you just get at a dispensary because you got a doctor's note, they don't carry as much weight, you know. You can still get your medicine confiscated from you and maybe not returned.
Oh, so, interesting.
But, you know, I personally live in British Columbia.
Uh-huh.
And the whole province is funded by marijuana, like regardless of marijuana as medicine in some ways, like, this whole province would collapse financially if we did away with marijuana. So
I know a lot of us are on the mindset in here in America that we would, you know, financially gain if they were to do, you know, I mean, if they did what you guys did, maybe, or something similar, but our government's different. So that's why we're wondering how your laws played out. So do you guys get, you know, in trouble, like if you carry a pipe or anything that has to do with pot or?
It's in BC, it's like shooting fish in a barrel in some ways. So many people do it. That's why we're out here on the Sunshine Coast, because it's outdoor season. So we like to do photo shoots in the outdoors. Sometimes we do photo shoots indoors.
Uh-huh.
But we've just finished with our big outdoor photo shoot.
How's the weather up?
It's beautiful. In fact, it was sometimes too sunny to photograph. It makes for really stark, harsh pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But it's beautiful. So, you know, you have to imagine in the province that I live in, which is a very western coast, of course, it's such a course of everyday life for almost everybody involved that even the police have better things to do. Now, you move a province over and, you know, it could be just a little... They could be a little more rednecky about it, or not as accustomed to it.
Right.
So
that's how it is in the state of Tucson. Kind of, there's probably everywhere you go, there's acceptance some places and not others.
Everybody has their own biases, or the police in different states have their own, you know, their own biases or their own agendas. I guess you have to find one who really cares about marijuana in this province. I don't think you'll find too many.
Yeah, it's difficult, especially if you find them, it's difficult to have them, you know, speak out for it for fear of losing their job or stance in society.
So yes and no. You know, I would propose this, that police control their eyeballs, so they control where their eyeballs look. So they may, you know, sometimes I feel like we're in this really bad rerun, 1970s rerun of like Starsky and Hutch. There's sophisticated modern crime out there right now, and if you are too afraid to go find a real criminal, and just, you know, if you're just getting some stoner kid on the street, then I propose that you're not a very brave police officer.
Right.
Right? That you need to, like, right now we have human trafficking and nuclear material transportation, and
I know.
I mean, think about the sophisticated cybercrime that goes on. They can steal your identity, steal your money, steal your grandmother's money.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are dumping all these resources into these cowboy cops running around trying to get some stoner kids, you know, or just even some people want to smoke pot. It's ridiculous. It's totally not contemporary. And it's a really sad waste of public funds, whether you're in Canada, the United States, or anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go get off on a tangent, but.
No, go for it. We like tangents.
You know, So I really feel like, you know, police shouldn't be afraid to fight real crime. Now, there are cases of real crime where there's bad guys running marijuana. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And that even happens here in this province, you know, where you can get into the Hells Angels. But again, you know, we can have this argument. Decriminalization would just put all those people out of business, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, and I was
there's really simple solutions to this.
Yeah, if they would, you know, open their ears, if, you know, they're seeing things with their eyes, but their ears definitely aren't open and they're not listening. They're, you know, they're stuck. Like you said, I think it's a pre-70s bad rerun. They're just stuck on their own propaganda that's just a bunch of malarkey that, you know, they feed people. And we see people and patients all the time that come in and they're very first time marijuana users, and they're just afraid more than anything, not even for the health of it, but they're afraid their name's going to be, you know, they're going to get a bad name in town, or someone's going to think bad about them, or it's not even about like ingesting smoke or eating an edible. It's more like someone's going to think bad of me. You know, it's really sad that people have that stigma and they're afraid to use medicine because what someone will think, you know?
Oh, well, they should move to BC because nobody cares here, I don't think. Funny, I'm sad to hear that there's still a bad stigma around it, you know.
I think there's
a bigger bad stigma in BC around, you know, tobacco smokers. They have to go outside, but pot smokers, you can all hang out indoors.
Right, we're moving. We're
you guys will have to come visit. It's like Mardi Gras here all the time.
Oh, yeah, we'll be knocking on your door soon.
So,
speaking of law enforcement, you were allegedly arrested for trafficking ginger snap cookies. What happened? Did they bust
you? It was actually quite a few times, you know. So I had three trials, and so three separate trials.
Wow.
All three with different witnesses, but I was acquitted each time. Now, what happened specifically in my acquittal was that they charged me with trafficking in cannabis resin. So they confiscated some ginger snap cookies, sent those cookies to the lab, did chromosomal topography, which said, yeah, cannabinoids are present, and then standard operating procedure said you automatically call it cannabis resin. So we just had an expert get up and say, look, there's no resin. Tell us where the resin is. And so what they essentially did was charge me with the wrong thing, so they had to throw it out of court. So I kind of got off on technicalities,
wow.
And when I got off on illegal search and seizure. But it really makes a gal feel like she's got a horseshoe up her butt to get three acquittals. And what was interesting, you know, I'm a bit of a satirist, like I'm a comic, that's my thing. So I thought that my getting charged with trafficking ginger snap cookies kind of made the public sit up and take notice of the absurdity of the situation, of
yeah.
the waste of public funds. They're like, we're not afraid of the cookie girl. We're afraid of these people stealing our identity, and we're, you know, there's things that you should really be afraid of, and it's not
right.
me, I assure you.
Right. Yeah. You,
you know,
look-
with my double-fried cookies.
Yeah.
So I think you know, okay. it resonates even with the judge, who's like that. Just before the judge was seen like a rapist, you know, a assault guy, a guy who's been stealing cars, and then here comes the cookie girl, you know?
Yeah.
and so I like to demonstrate that absurdity, and then it really just propelled me to fame, made me even more famous. You know, it actually gave me a lot of fame to get arrested.
Yeah.
It was very odd, and then made me more popular, and I sell more cookies than ever now. In
oh,
fact,
actually,
I can
yeah.
barely keep up.
Well, yeah, you know, in advertising, you know, bad slogans are just as good as good ones, you know. I mean, bad advertising helps just as much as good advertising does, so it's
no,
funny.
Actually, all press is good press, of course.
Yes,
they're talking about you.
You got it. So are you, and on the union, you said you're doing public speaking around colleges and campuses. Are you still doing that?
No, I haven't. I haven't for a couple of years, but I did. Yeah, I just think, you know, marijuana, it's not even, it's just so old news now. Like, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I was doing a lot more public speaking. A lot of young students wanted to hear about it. But you know, I've started my cooking show, which I think is an excellent dialogue
yeah.
That way. And there's just not a big demand for me to go to universities anymore. So,
wow,
I'm trying
I
to
bet
do,
you're
I like
looking
to,
here.
Pardon me?
I bet there would be here in the States. There would be a huge demand. It's surprising how little the voting age people, the younger voting age, I'd say, they don't know anything about what's going on at all. And we really need it in the school system.
A lot of those 18-year-olds are the ones that have been hearing, you know, drugs are bad, anything. You know, why stand up for something that they have been so sheltered to learn? So pretty interesting.
I find that interesting because I really feel like the youth are who are going to help legalize marijuana. They just, a lot of what I see here in Canada anyways, the youth see the devastation, you know, they see what the problems are with alcohol and drugs, and marijuana doesn't seem to be problematic.
Right.
So, and I feel like, it's funny, I feel like the youth are going to legalize it, and the elderly are the ones who need it the most, to be honest.
Well, yeah, and there are, you know, there's a guy, Robert Platshorn, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's doing something called the Silver Tour, and he's out getting the elderly to vote for cannabis. It's great. So we've got that end covered.
That's awesome, well, yeah.
Not covered, but, you know, it's getting out there. And yeah, I think the United States is probably really, you know, we're a young country. We're far behind in you know, open-mindedness sometimes. And I think, you know, I think education is the best thing for people out here or everywhere,
so,
actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know me, I always say this, people always talk about activism, like, oh, you're a great activist. And I say this to people, if you want to be a great activist, you don't have to get picket signs or go out or do anything. You just have to be an excellent person in your community and be out about smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So just like,
I agree.
You know what I mean? Just be an excellent person in your community. And everybody's like, oh, well, she smokes marijuana. Isn't she an excellent person in our community? That is activism right there.
There you go.
Polite.
I love it.
You want to be polite, pick up, don't litter, you know what I mean? Like, be kind,
yeah.
you know, help old ladies across the street. And let everybody know you're a marijuana smoker. And then the more they get exposed to that, they realize, yeah, we have no problems with marijuana smokers.
Yeah.
You know, marijuana smokers aren't stealing your TV or your VCR or whatever. You know, we're probably doing the gardening, right?
Or watching
or
Baked and Baking.
Or watching Baked and Baking, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us about that. Tell us about your videos and things you're making. And you Baking a Fool of Myself, right? That's the new one?
Baking a Fool of Myself is for the stuff. Here, myself. website, which is kind of good because it's got the text rest. We're set on the 22nd to shoot, we have 7 new recipes we're going to shoot.
All right.
And we're going to do stuff like, my photographer Maria and I have been working on this cookbook, and we like to really simple recipes. Like, literally, we have one marijuana toast. Marijuana scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And I get this idea that people...
Breakfast of champions.
If you don't know what you're doing, here's the easiest thing. Put some marijuana in a pan, put some butter in it, butter
yourself.
We're kind of losing you.
Did you move out of your car?
Oh, you know, we're just traveling towards the fair. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. You kind of cutting in now a little bit, but we got you back.
There might be some pockets every once in a while. We're in the deep woods.
All right, that's all right. We'll go in.
We're going to stop here in about 2 minutes, so we'll be good.
All right.
So anyways, I'll go back to this idea. So this cookbook, instead of breaking it up into chapters like beverages, appetizers, desserts, we're going to break up the chapters. Easy, medium, hard.
Oh, there you go.
And all the recipes. So if you're new to marijuana and you're new to marijuana cooking, and maybe, you know, not everybody's an excellent cook.
Right.
Then you just go to chapter 1, and all the easiest recipes are there. When you're feeling a little cockier, you move on to chapter 2. And we'll have some more recipes there. So that's what we're working on. But so we're going to shoot on the 22nd. We're doing toast and eggs, very simple. And I'm doing baked salmon.
Ooh.
This is my newest favorite dish. I'm going to give you this recipe right now.
Oh, wow.
Write this down, kids.
Okay, so I'm from the West Coast. Salmon is abundant here. You take a nice piece of salmon. Now, you're just going to take some dried marijuana leaf, whatever you have on hand. I just crumple it in my hands, you know, and I rub it. And I rub it on the salmon much like any other herb.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of rock salt. Now, the key here is to foil the salmon when you bake it.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you cook a salmon, all that white stuff that comes up? That's all fat. That is perfect fat for converting cannabis.
Oh.
And my cat and I were so wasted, my cat could barely stand up. So, but I will give a word to the wise. Be careful when feeding it to your pets. I overfed my cat, but he's fine now. And really, he was really right as rain. I thought, what a great product in the future to make marijuana salmon skins, cut them into thin strips, and feed them to your animals when they get older and arthritic or diabetic, you know.
Yeah.
So true.
But anyways,
awesome.
This
we'll
concept of cooking with fat. So I have my marijuana cooking show, and the most popular recipe is marijuana bacon. Now, I just took that bacon concept, right? The fat and bacon converted the marijuana. I applied that to the salmon. Yesterday, we did a photo shoot with Lynn Cod. We just put the marijuana on it. Maria and I have done lamb chops, and we've done cannabis burgers. You can just take a fatty hamburger, mix your dried marijuana in there, cook your hamburger. The fat in the hamburger will convert the cannabis and do all the work for you. There's no conversion necessary.
Wow.
These are the new easy techniques you're going to learn on my new cooking show. We would just break it down. I think we're more interested in the cooking show on just giving you once you understand the concept of applying cannabis to whatever the recipe calls for, you know, it's not always butter. The recipe could just be salmon, no butter necessary. Then you can just apply cannabis to whatever you're using.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great.
We're going to all go home and be up baking tonight.
Now, I'm going to give you my other, my most famous favorite recipe lately, and I call them medical marijuana margaritas. And I got to tell you, they cure everything, really, like depression, heartache, bankruptcy, you know, whatever. A medical marijuana margarita to the rescue here.
All right.
Okay, here's the simplest recipe in town. Take all your leaf. Take the worst parts of the buds, you know, especially when you're converting an alcohol. You're going to fill a mason jar with just buds, twigs, sticks, whatever you got. I mean, you know, leaves. You're just going to fill it up with tequila, put the lid on it, put it in a warm spot for 2 or 3 weeks, shake it up, strain it off, and start making your favorite medical margarita recipe. That's how easy it is.
Wow, that's in the first part of your book. Nice.
That's actually going to be in number one. Like, that's a number one recipe. Yeah, that's chapter one. Super easy.
That sounds like a tincture. Almost.
Yeah. But
you know, this is you can do this a lot. So I'll convert a lot in an alcohol, and then say if I'm making, when I made an ice cream cones, then I just added the marijuana alcohol to the ice cream cone. So this way I didn't have to mess with the recipe too much, and I still got the conversion in there, right?
Wow.
I still got the cannabis converted, and then I added it as a flavor later.
Huh.
So, yeah. You know,
wow.
It's actually so simple, it's almost painfully simple. I'm going to talk myself out of a job here.
No.
Watermelon Girl, I've got a question. Do you guys, are you on the juicing bandwagon up there?
Listen, I've heard about this juicing raw cannabis, and I got to tell you, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Not everybody can handle a lot of marijuana when it's converted. It's very potent stuff.
Yeah.
And if you juice it much like you would wheatgrass juice, you would get all the benefits, all those chlorophylls and niacins and flavonoids or whatever's in there.
It's
without
really
getting totally wasted.
Yeah, exactly.
This would be hardcore therapy for somebody who's sick.
Yeah.
Hardcore, great. It's no different than greens, though. Listen, eat your greens, people. I don't care if it's marijuana or spinach or broccoli. Eat your greens. If you're sick, eat greens.
It helps you so much.
Yeah, it does. I don't think people do
back.
That enough.
Yeah,
for sure. So do you make salads then? Ganja
salads? Salads would be a little more difficult. What I would do if I wanted to have a ganja salad is I would convert in an olive oil. I would convert in an oil, I think. And then I would have an oil conversion on hand, and then I would use that in my dressing, you see.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
The leaves themselves are actually a little much by themselves.
Oh, like just eating. No, but
yeah.
If you could just clip the fan leaves and throw them in your fruit smoothie in the morning, again, you're going to receive the benefit.
Yeah.
So when you...
Go ahead.
No.
Uh-huh.
I was going to ask a...
I can chat up. You guys will never get me to shut up. I swear to God.
I wanted to
get to this idea of greens. And, you know, especially I thought about it even more with this juicing idea of juicing the cannabis. This woman named Victoria Batenko read a great book. It's called Greens for Life, where she proposes that it's too bad there's only four food groups because they've lumped greens in with fruits and vegetables. So people think I had a carrot and an apple. I've gotten my fruit and vegetables today. She says, no. Greens every day. They're their own food group, and you need two or three servings of them every day. Now, whether it's marijuana, spinach, kale, char, I don't care what it is. Get your greens, people. If you're not well and you're not eating greens, somebody should smack you. My mother will come down there and smack you.
All right. How is your mom doing?
She is so cool. She's wonderful.
She is cool. We've
She's
seen
wonderful.
Her on your videos. She looks really super fun.
Anyway, I just lucked out. I won the mom lottery.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, I did.
Did she inspire you to start cooking? How did you get into cooking? Was this a
Absolutely. Every recipe I use is just a modified recipe my mother made me as a child.
Nice. Oh, that's so awesome.
She's going to be on my new cooking show.
In your edibles, I'm sure?
Sorry, say it again?
Does she partake in your edibles and everything?
You know, my mom's not a big fan of eating or smoking marijuana, oddly. She's a licensed grower. She's federally licensed by the government and grows for a patient and loves her plants, talks to them, chimes them, but doesn't smoke them. She does clip the fan leaves and puts them in her fruit smoothies in the morning. Of course, they're not active.
Right.
Wow.
But she eats them for the chlorophyll, right?
That's awesome.
So she understands that she sees the benefit of marijuana. She just personally, my mother is go, and this idea of relaxing and smoking a spliff, you know, it's just it's like she's got more stuff to do in the day, I guess.
That's great. Yeah, she looks like a go-getter.
She's a real go-getter.
We have a couple questions. From some patients out here. One is, when's the cookbook coming out? When did you say that was coming out?
Oh, 2.5 years ago. Marie and I, you know, we're close now. Marie and I are really close, but it'll probably take a year before we can get it in shelves.
All right.
Give us 1 year, and we'll have that cookbook out. But until then, you know, the Baking a Fool of Myself online videos, they have the recipe in text, a photograph, and a video. So it's really all there for you.
Wow, that's awesome. That's
yeah.
Cool.
We'll have to get them.
And then a quick side note, we were going to ask this, but we're just dying to know, how did you get your name?
Oh, selling watermelon slices naked on the beach for as long as...
All right.
Yeah, well, forever and ever.
Why didn't we guess that one?
Yeah.
You want to guess that? I've been selling watermelon slices on Rec Beach for 19 years. This was my 19th year.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the ginger snap cookies, I'm guessing.
What's that?
And then you brought your two...
It's just a front. That's why I can sell the cookies. No, well, I give all the kids free watermelon, so every day kids get free watermelon, and I've just been watermelon. And, yes, I work naked all day long. I just wear a little jewelry and a smile on my face, and away I go.
There you go. That's awesome. See, good community person. She smokes pot. We'll just do that.
And I get a lot of work done. I'm one of those stoners who gets – I'm a seriously high-functioning stoner, I'll tell you that
Woo!
Much.
Woo! Gotta give it up
yeah,
to high on
five.
That one.
We're the same way, like, all day. Just go.
And that's
smoke,
the other thing
smoke.
That you were saying. Show who you really are and let people know. You know?
Yeah, I would say don't be afraid of the stigma. I would say change the stigma by just, you know, hey, I love to smoke pot, and aren't I an excellent person in your community?
Yeah.
Look at how fast I'm going.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have your race today?
Yeah, exactly. That should, that
there you have it.
There you go.
You go. Now, if we come to Canada, can we bring our meds? Can we get meds there? What happens if we want to visit? What do Americans do?
I think that you may want to, I don't know, that, yeah, I never like to give that advice at borders because borders are borders.
Yeah.
They're above the law. However, if you were to come to Canada, just go straight to BC, go to the West Coast, and call me, and I will take care of you guys personally.
Oh,
thank
there
you.
We go.
So, I think it might be important to mention this, and especially people just are a little unaware of maybe serving portions. So, before I get carried away and I forget to tell people this, if you don't know how much marijuana is a good amount, here's my rule of thumb. And this is really important because if you give your friend too much marijuana to ingest, you will scare the daylights out of them.
Yeah.
And they will never do it again. And that will be a terrible crime on your part. So less is more. So here's my rule of thumb.
Absolutely.
If you're using shake, like lower end weed, like, you know, the shake, what we call it, the shake, or like the more leafs. Use up to, but do not exceed 1 gram per serving. So if you're making 12 tarts and you have a shake, you grind 12 grams of shake, not more, maybe 9 grams, maybe 8 grams, but not more than 12 grams. And you put that in there and then you make 12 tarts. That way when you eat it, you're like one tart is one serving.
There you go.
I'm not a big fan of making cakes or lasagnas because everybody's subject to their own hunger. So it's really good if you can make serving size. Now, if you're using bud, like a really tight, stinky bud, use up to a half a gram, but don't exceed that per person per serving. So I'm using stinky buds. I'm making 12 tarts. I ground up and weigh up 6 grams. That is it. That is the best dosage for the average person. Marijuana is going to fluctuate. Your conversion is going to fluctuate. Follow those guidelines, please, people. Follow them. Don't frighten your grandmother and your friends for sure.
True.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
No reason.
It did happen to me one time. I did have a friend that I gave a little bit to, and he just won't ever try it anymore.
Oh.
I know.
People come out, they're like, oh, no, I'm allergic. I'm like, no, you're not allergic. Somebody put an ounce of weed in a brownie that served 8.
I'm allergic.
You're not supposed to eat the whole pan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god.
No, it's super important to be responsible. And again, you know, I made that joke about my cat, but I'd like a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Please be responsible with your pets.
Oh yeah.
However, I think it's like my cat has arthritis and a little bit of marijuana and he's pretty sprightly, you know. The next day.
My dog loves to eat it. I put a little in my bowl, and I put a little in his mouth, and he's happy as can be. Yeah.
Yeah, no. The dogs love to chew on the sticks, too, if you have the twigs when you after harvest.
Yeah. Well, my guy's a little picky. He wants all the leaves right up next to the bud.
you've created a connoisseur.
Yeah, I raised him well.
Yeah.
So the question I was going to ask earlier has to do with your kind of your court case, but the resin that they were looking for inside your edibles that you had, Now, here in the States, there are a lot of things that are, especially in Arizona right now, there are a lot of things that are kind of gray as far as legality goes, like oils, hash.
Anything concentrated.
Things like that. So as far as Canada goes, is it anything goes there? Does it matter what you do with the plant once you have it?
No, this is what happened, and my lawyer said it great. In Canada, we've delineated a difference between marijuana cannabis and marijuana hashish, right? So in Canada, like the botanical features, the leaves, the buds and everything, they say, so my lawyer said this, if you're walking down the street and you have marijuana in one pocket and hash in another pocket, you're not charged with one thing, you're charged with two things, cannabis marijuana and cannabis resin or cannabis hashish. Now, if you have under 30 grams of marijuana, it's less of a charge than over 30 grams of marijuana, whereas if you have under 1 gram of hashish, it's less of a charge than over 1 gram of hashish. So the ratio, what they're suggesting then, is that hashish is 30 times more potent than marijuana. Whether they've changed that delineation or not, I'm not certain. I know that if they were to arrest somebody and charge them with trafficking in edibles again, they wouldn't charge them, instead of just charging them with cannabis resin, which they realized, they would charge them with trafficking in cannabinoids. Like they'd have to pick a new charge. However, charging in cannabinoids carries a much harsher penalty, oddly, and you can have trial by jury, and no Canadian taxpayer would ever probably allow it. Because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyways, that was the gist back in the day, you know, back during my trial, whether they've changed some of those to sort of get with the new standards of the day, I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But they haven't come for me again, boy.
Well, we had a kind of interesting question from a patient here. It says, so in one of your court cases, it was due to illegal search and seizure, correct?
Correct.
So, but you serve naked. How does that work? What did they search and seize? Did they just take your watermelon and run off?
Yeah, you know, it's hilarious. Actually, the first time I got arrested on the nude beach, they made me get dressed, and then they took me to the cop shop and strip searched me. And you just can't even make that up, right? You just can't even make that up.
You
don't
have anything to
no,
do
yeah.
that.
No, yeah. Bored.
What's that?
Bored.
Yeah, they really don't have anything to do.
They really didn't have much to do. No. In fact, one of the girls. Anyway, so it was such a funny thing. But and then the other time I got arrested, I was actually leaving the beach, and a police officer who just knew who I was. Sorry, this fairy's just let off. Downer and Maria's got her window rolled down. I'm just next to a fairy, and it's let off all these cars. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we still got you, yeah.
Oh, fine. Sorry, what was I talking about? Oh, the police sort of knew me, and he demanded to look in my bag, and I kept saying, am I under arrest? And he's like, let me look in your bag. I said, am I under arrest? So he looked in my bag, saw cookies, and then read me my rights. And my lawyer just very cleverly established, you know, he's like, did you look in her bag first? And anyways, and then he's like, once he agreed, it got thrown out. If they enter your home and then read you your rights, and I don't know if this is true in the States, everything, if they enter your home illegally, everything they seize after that is illegal.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's inadmissible evidence because it was seized illegally.
Right.
So police are bound, and a smart lawyer, you know, if somebody's come, you know, and done something, a smart lawyer can get you off on illegal search and seizures.
Hmm.
Police need to dot their I's and cross their T's. I think that's the same in Canada and the U.S. You know, they are public servants. Let's not forget, they're here to serve and protect. We pay them. You know, things have gotten a little out of hand, but we need to get back to, you know, rationality.
Yeah.
It's become us and them, but that's just so wrong because they are us. We are them. We're all the same thing. So why they get so violent, I don't know, or so cowboy-esque, I don't know.
Well, and that's exactly the truth, too. And what I always say is that I just don't understand why, you know, that we just need to focus on the patients. I think, you know, in all these you know, raids and busts and seizures and all these things. You know, I'm sure some people probably,
these are the real victims here. These are the victims. It's they're wasting of tax dollars. They're stealing your medicine. You're already sick. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I get very upset about that stuff.
No, well, and rightly so, because it takes away from the people and the patients that really need this medicine as medicine, you know.
You've got cancer, you've got some seriously debilitating disease, and then you've got to deal with, I was a perfectly healthy girl when I was charged and arrested. It's, you know, and it took its toll on my health.
Yeah, I bet. Stress, stress
can
is very
you.
Damaging,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's very damaging to the health.
Very damaging. Well, we're glad you're eating your greens at least every
day. Oh, I'm eating my greens.
We know.
For sure.
You go, girl, and you're green. We have a question about somebody. We have a new somebody signed on just now and is blogging and wants to know. They say, "Hi, Watermelon Girl, my hero and gorgeous. How do you feel about decriminalization versus legalization?"
I live in a fantasy world. Marijuana is legal already in my mind. I think full-on legalization, of course.
Yeah.
I'll take whatever I can get. If it's going to come in stages, if it's, you don't even have to be sick as far as I'm concerned. I know I'm not supposed to say that on medical marijuana shows, but an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But I'm for whatever gets us to the goal, however it happens. And everybody should be able to grow their own marijuana, and much like tomatoes, you can go in your backyard and get some tomatoes, you should be able to go in your backyard and get some marijuana.
Absolutely.
I call it a preventative drug. It'll prevent you from having any of those ailments that you could possibly have when you do get older, or just maybe even come down with.
Yeah, I saw a great thing on Facebook the other day, a picture of a marijuana leaf, and it said, the drug against war. I was like, that one's great.
Yeah.
That is great. Yeah, it is. It's a horrible thing out there that the governments all over the world do about keeping people from their medicine. And, you know, people come into the health centers, and you can say whatever you want on the show, Watermelon Girl, because people say, you know, they have this stigma about THC and how it's, you know, the whole reefer madness thing, it's going to make you crazy and you're going to get high or stoned or this or that. And you know, This country, I know, for, you know, America, I'm not sure about Canada, I don't think it's true there, but there are a lot of Americans on antidepressants. So when people come in here and, you know, they look for some strains that might make them feel a little better, I always say, what's wrong with a little happy? You know,
Number one side effect of marijuana is happiness.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys, I think we're going to enter a fairy soon, and I may get cut off. I'll come back on the show. I got lots to chit-chat about you. But if there's a question I can answer now before I get cut off, I'd love to do it.
Any pressing questions? Anybody?
Let me say this, because we're going to enter the ship.
We want to come visit.
First of all, come visit. Second of all, I love to answer questions. If you're out there in Arizona and you're sick and you need my help, email watermelon@gmail.com. It's the word E-M-A-I-L, watermelon@gmail.com. Ask me your question. I will give you a bold and honest answer. If there's anybody I can help with a tip or a technique on cooking, I'm here to help. That's all I want to tell Arizona, and I'm super happy to be on your radio show.
Thank you so much for being here. It was such a pleasure and an honor, and we love what you're doing for Canada and the whole world. Thank you for spreading your joy and your greens all around.
Thanks. Stay tuned, you guys. I got more coming.
All right. Awesome. Take care.
Great. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was great.
Awesome.
Wow. Yay for Watermelon Girl.
Yeah.
All right. That was super fun. And some great questions from our patients out there. What a... what an interesting gal that, you know, that's neat that, you know, pretty much legal nationwide, you know, America could certainly learn from all the different countries that have used this medicine for so many thousands of years before.
And the way they're legalizing it and, you know.
Yeah. And really check her, email her watermelon@gmail.com. Check out Baked and Baking and Baking a Fool of Myself. I think that's awesome. She gives you all those recipes and videos are all out there for free for you to check out. And the book that's coming up sounds great. The cooking in different levels of comfort for yourself. So thank you, Watermelon Girl. That was really awesome. Cannabis Kid. Wow, what's going on? What's going on in your world?
Not much. I'm just pretty blown away by Watermelon Girl. I mean, she had so much to say.
I know. What a fireball, too. And
yeah,
I think
that salmon, I'm trying it out this weekend.
I'm want some margaritas, like right now. We've got some dogs
definitely
that are getting treats, and yeah, he might get the whole salmon steak, though.
So if anyone wants to know those recipes, you guys can also email us your questions, and we can get those recipes for you.
Yeah,
it's
you can
not that hard.
Email THC.
I have wrote them down.
Absolutely. And you can actually go back and listen to this interview. You can go right to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com to listen, and there will be a link when the show is over to rewrite all those recipes you maybe missed looking for a pen.
And if you guys have iTunes, go ahead and look us up on Weeds Day Wednesday under the blogs, and we'll pop right up, and you guys can get back episodes of
6 months of
Weeds Day Wednesday. So we got some great episodes there. If you missed any, go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, and I really liked what she had to say about being active in your community. And
right,
being,
not
you know,
showing the stigma so much.
Right.
And once you start using your own stigma, thinking it's bad and you don't want to say anything. And this is what I've been doing at work. I've been spreading the word about medical cannabis. And really, if you let people know, people go, wow, well, he's on it.
Right.
And it makes him so happy. I had
right.
a guy in the hall the other day and go, hey, why are you so happy all the time? I said, hey, it beats being mad or sad or any of those other ones that are causing all the stress in your life. So
this is
do
this
it.
This is true.
You know,
and be preventative too. You know, the juicing trend here that has hit the States, I'm sure it's been going on for a lot longer, but the trend now is awesome because like Watermelon Girl was saying, you get the whole plant, not just, you know, the
whole food juicing is the way to go.
Yes.
And mixing it with your other vegetables, you know, and your fruits and
cook
all
with
this
it.
Stuff. Cook with it.
Make
try new things.
Pot toast?
Yeah,
awesome.
Pot toast. A little bit of butter in the pan and
cinnamon
grind
sugar?
It up.
You
oh,
got
yeah.
that. Oh, just
how
like
easy.
Mom used to make. There
how
you go.
How easy for a whole day of feeling good medicine and making you happy without, you know, if you can't handle the euphoria, then maybe just cut down on, you know, how much medicine you're putting in there.
And that was good advice?
And she was. She was very to the point about how much you should use. And knowing that measurement, and you don't want to scare your friends, your grandmother.
Your animal, your pets.
Your pet.
Don't knock your pets out.
You know, just using your head, less is more.
Less is more. And
less is more.
Anybody that is, you know, trying this for the first time as a medicine, really, just little bit, and if it doesn't work, try a little bit more.
Here at Tumbleweeds, we educate every single patient as they come in and find out what medication is good for them and how are they using this medication. What's their device of, you know, do they want to inhale it? Do they want to smoke, eat it? Do they want to use it as a tincture?
There's so many different ways.
And all the different properties are so different, you know, from juicing it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that euphoria,
right.
but
there's
you definitely
no THC.
Get the pain relieving effect.
There's no feeling from the THC, I should say.
Right.
Revise what I say.
Exactly.
Right.
No
exactly.
feeling from the THC.
Right.
But
no euphoria.
You do get a feeling of feeling better.
Yeah. And like we say, what's wrong with a little bit of happy?
No.
Yeah. Everybody
wrong with
it's
a little bit of happy.
Stressful
I think
planet.
I think a lot of people, I think this country needs a little bit of happy
I
right
think
now.
This country needs a lot of happy right now. Oh my gosh.
We bully way too much.
Yeah, we do. And anyway, we won't bash
well,
the
we
country.
Won't
we let, you know what? We're really grateful. I just want to say that. I myself am grateful that Arizona has attempted to, you know, they've got a proposition here. They're trying to work things out. I hope they take a look at, you know, the rest of the world and see how other countries are using it. And other countries are fighting for legalization right now. They're fighting to use this medicine in such a bigger way than what, you know, our country is just limited to the reefer madness lifestyle.
Well, before we go, I wanted to give up some a little bit of upcoming events. So we've got Americans for Safe Access at Arizona Normal are sponsoring the Wake Up Obama protest on Thursday, September 20th at 4 p.m. And you can check out AZ for Normal's webpage. And
azfornormal.org. And it's AZ, the number 4, NORML, there's no A in that, .org. But if you just go into Google, you'll find it on there.
Yeah.
And they've got a couple other events.
Other events on Saturday, October 13th, instead of meeting, we'll be tabling at Tucson Pride, which is going to be a free event down at Armory Park on October 13th. So if you are wanting to know how to get your card or anything like that, they will definitely be the ones to ask.
Yes, absolutely.
And also come to Tumbleweeds.
5301 East Broadway. Come right on in and we'll answer all your, hopefully,
all your questions.
Answer your questions there.
You will, or find out someone who will.
Yes, absolutely.
Sunday, October 14th, AZ for Normal at Tucson AIDS Walk and Tucson Meet Yourself. This year, two collaborations are coming together. Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation and Tucson Meet Yourself will be coming together on Sunday, October 14th for AIDS Walk 2012.
Awesome.
Great event for, one of the other people that benefit from cannabis is the HIV and AIDS community.
Absolutely, big time.
So,
books here at Tumbleweeds about that. You can read. This is good.
Normal Conference 2012, October 3rd through the 6th, 2012 in Los Angeles. So you can look that up for the Normal Conference in Los Angeles. National Marijuana Business Conference and VIP Gala, November 8th through the 9th, 2012 in Denver, Colorado. Nice to get up there this time of year.
So. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Harm Reduction Conference, November 15th through the 18th, 2012, in Portland, Oregon. Another great place to visit. Check that out.
And the 25th annual
Cannabis Cup
Amsterdam.
November 2012.
If anybody wants to take me there for my birthday in November, I'll go.
Yeah. If you want to do an early birthday or early Christmas present for me, I'll totally go.
Hey, just bring us all. Take us all. We've got a really fun book that we didn't get to last week. Sorry about the show cutting out, but we are here with the book now. It's called Hempathy, Food for Thought. And this is a great little book. It says, Hempathy, Food for Thought is an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distinction between what is socially and legally accepted, the why, and what is forbidden, the why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial effects. We need to publicize their findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of a useful medicinal plant. You can actually go to why-whynot.net. Cannabis Kid, would you like to read the why?
I'd love to, Bellstar.
And there's some cool pictures there you might want to
So describe. First, we're going to talk about why unrealistic research on animals, which is pretty bad. I've been looking, and this is another thing, is start looking at the bottles of shampoo, your soaps. Look at those. Food. Because they tested on animals.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Not good. Not good.
We're not the same.
No.
Animals have a lot different digestive system than us.
Test on us.
Yeah. So what we got here is a picture of what it looks like is the mad scientist lab that you get when you were 8 years old. There's green bottles hanging from the ceiling. There's little mice in jars, and they're all numbered. And the guys look so mean. They look like
they look horrible.
They look like, hey, you guys from the Goonies.
Yeah, they're sticking in his head. I don't like it.
Yeah, so they've got rats hanging up with little needles poked into them with the green goo going in, and it says THC drip, and they're all, this one's got a funnel in his mouth, and it's wrapped with tape, and so he has to drink it, and it says liquid THC, and they're just pouring it all in there. It's so horrible.
Do it up.
It says the inhumane LC50 test to determine lethal doses was developed in 1927 and is still in use today. Groups of animals are dosed with different amounts of test substance. God, they didn't even call it substance. In order to determine the dose which kills half of them. The LD50 test involves huge doses that are completely unrelated to realistic exposure levels. Other tests that apply lower doses to fewer animals have been developed. Yet the cruel LD50 test is still employed by regular authorities. So, I mean, what it's showing is they're obviously using these the extractions,
right?
The high dosage of the THC, which are unrelated to anything.
Unrealistic. Yeah.
And
completely.
No one would ever take that much.
No. In fact, that's how they did all those
tests on the gallons and gallons of
yeah,
and injecting them into their brain. I mean, you just don't do that.
Yeah.
So,
no.
And Belle, I'm going to let you read this other one.
All right. Is it a little better?
Oh, it's pretty funny.
Oh, boy, you might want to help me with this. Look at this. So we'll show the peanut gallery out here, these two pictures. This has got a live group of patients here we call the peanut gallery that ask questions for us.
Those over there.
If anybody wants to be a part of the peanut gallery, please email. You can go on the website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and talk to Belle there and ask her. Tell her who you are. And
it's a great group. If
yeah.
you have any questions you want to ask live.
Yep. So empathy, here we
Let
go.
Us know.
All right. The why not part of this whole equation. Cannabis research on humans. Yeah, why not? That's like
Let's
we said.
Do
some,
it on the real people that are really using it.
This is a great photo. You got someone's got the volcano out. They're ripping it up there. Someone just finished the volcano. Someone's got the big spliff. Someone's sleeping very nicely on his little table there. They're, you know, cure for insomnia right there. Someone looks like someone's a little paranoid in the back, maybe a little over medicated.
Well, it looks like they're standing in line and ready. He might just be stressed out from the day he had in this regular world and
Could,
ready
you know
for a really nice.
Maybe you're right.
That's the line.
There's some
that's
doctors
the
and nurses
people.
Taking notes on their feelings.
What do you
and
have,
responses?
Sir? It's the doctors asking, "What do you have?
What do you have?"
And he's marking it down, and then after he gets
need a
done,
volcano.
And then after he gets done with marking what's done for you. He puts you on the right regimen of cannabis,
there
which
you go.
Sounds just pretty amazing.
So it says, MAPS, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, is currently seeking regulatory approval to conduct a study of smoked and or vaporized marijuana for symptoms of PTSD in veterans of war. MAPS is currently the only organization working to demonstrate the safety and efficacy of botanical marijuana as a prescription medicine for special medical uses to the satisfaction of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. MAPS efforts to initiate medical marijuana research have been hindered by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, and the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, since its inception in 1986. NIDA's monopoly on the supply of marijuana for research and the DEA's refusal to allow researchers to grow their own has effectively paralyzed medical marijuana research. And for over 10 years, MAPS has been involved in legal struggles against the DEA to end the situation. Well, hello. Look at the picture.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, beings are beings. You shouldn't be testing, you
use
know,
it on
things.
Humans.
Yeah,
let
they're the
that,
ones that are, you know, no mouse is going to be out.
We've been using it for a really long time, and it really does work.
No mouse is going to hit the Target parking lot looking for an eighth and
no.
be like, you know,
exactly.
might find a patient. You know,
My friend was in one of these same kind of, a real one. But
study?
The study. But
yeah.
The police officers picked them up, and they let them drink and drink and drink and drink and drink to find out how much a DUI would be. For people. That's how they were measuring that.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, it's already happening, but it's happening with the wrong kinds of stuff. So,
right.
I mean, that much alcohol, no one really
needs
that
yes.
much alcohol.
No, not at all. Moderation, people.
Moderation.
Moderation.
Right.
Well, and on the note of moderation, we always encourage everybody to responsibly medicate.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to give a couple more shout-outs again to the Growers House, growershouse.com for all your hydroponic needs. AZ Med Testing at azmedtest.com. Test all your medicines, folks. Find out if you've got aliens living in there, cooties, chemicals, bugs. Find out your strain levels. That's always a good thing to do. And Mary Jane Survival Guide at mjsurvival.com. You should come by Tumbleweeds Health Center. There's more education than we know what to do with here. We've got a West Coast Leaf Flyer here. We've got
books,
magazines.
Not to mention the staff here is pretty well educated too.
They're not so bad either. They try, and whatever Tumbleweeds Health Center doesn't know, they will try and find out for you. They'll do your best to get your
information. We've got lots
of information
from the past conference that we actually had here, Patients Out of Time. So
yep,
a lot of that information has been donated.
Good stuff. Well, we would like to thank Watermelon Girl.
Yes, thank you, Watermelon Girl.
For joining us all the way from Canada tonight. That was cool. Our first international guest.
Great.
We'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show. Yay! Growers House, AZ Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, and Tumbleweeds Health Center for hosting Weeds Day Wednesday. Stay tuned in the weeks ahead for the Marijuana Policy Project, Students for a Sensible Drug Policy, Doug Fine, and more. Also, we've got some great things for sale at Tumbleweeds. Irvin Rosenfeld, our own federal patient, has a book called My Medicine. Come check it out. It's $20. I think there are some signed copies here as well. Our youngest cannabis patient in America, Cash Hyde. We have little bracelets in support of Cashy, and they're $5. Come to Tumbleweeds Health Center. And remember,
you also just sent us a little mixtape.
We've got a little mixtape too.
Anyone can come and watch that here
at
Tumbleweeds.
You can check it out. Thank you so much for being with us on Weeds Day Wednesday. Remember,
Be smart, be safe, and educate. Woo! Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.